At 1 minute past midnight on Wednesday, February 1st, Alan Greenspan leaves his post as chairman of the Federal Reserve Board. For the past 18 years, he has been arguably the most powerful man in the U.S. economy, guiding the Fed's interest rate policy and presiding over the longest economic expansion in the nation's history. NPR's John Idstey has this look back at Alan Greenspan's record.
Alan Greenspan's steady hand on the tiller through boom times and crisis has inspired fans from presidents to investors to dub him the maestro, the oracle, a legend. As reporter Bob Garfield demonstrated in a story on this program several years ago, his aura, even on the street, outshines many celebrities.
What do you think of Alan Greenspan?
I heard that if whatever he says, the market follows.
What do you think of Dennis Hastert?
I don't know who that is.
What do you think of Alan Greenspan?
I think he's doing a good job.
How about Vladimir Putin? Any thoughts?
Don't know.
What do you think of Alan Greenspan?
I think he's doing a good job.
With the
market and the situation, yeah.
And what about Justin Timberlake? How do you feel about him?
Don't know him.
Given his celebrity status, it's difficult to remember that back in the mid-1990s, Mr. Greenspan was weathering criticism from some quarters for holding interest rates too high. Here's Senator Byron Dorgan, a Democrat from North Dakota.
Our country could and should have more robust economic growth, which means more jobs and more economic opportunity, except for the fact that Mr. Greenspan and his friends at the Fed seem to view themselves as a set of human brake pads whose sole mission in life it is to slow down the American economy.
In fact, Greenspan's failure to reduce interest rates more quickly during the recession of the early 1990s contributed to a slow recovery going into the 1992 election year. That may have cost the first President Bush a second term. But Alan Greenspan apparently learned from that error and was much more deft at managing interest rates after that. And overall, he compiled an economic record unmatched by any previous central banker, says economist Alan Meltzer of Carnegie Mellon University.
The two longest periods of peacetime expansion in the history of the United States, punctuated by two very mild recessions, that's quite an achievement.
The first expansion began under Greenspan's predecessor, Paul Volcker, and Greenspan is handing a third long expansion to his replacement, Ben Bernanke. In addition, under Greenspan, unemployment reached its lowest level in 30 years. At the same time, says Princeton economist Alan Blinder, inflation declined.
Alan Greenspan came into office with a 4% inflation rate, and he's going out with a 2% inflation rate, despite a quite strong growth record. And I think that's the real achievement.
Blinder, an advisor to President Clinton and vice chairman at the Fed in the mid-1990s, says Greenspan is arguably the best central banker ever. Alan Greenspan has his critics, too. The editors of The Economist magazine, for instance, argue he gets too much credit for keeping inflation low. During the past two decades, they say, globalization was the most important force pushing inflation down, both in the U.S. and around the world. Greenspan's critics also argue the chairman should have pricked the stock market bubble of the late 1990s. The chairman didn't ignore the bubble. In a famous speech in December of 1996, he pondered whether and how a central bank should respond to such events.
How do we know when irrational exuberance has unduly escalated asset values, which then become subject to unexpected and prolonged contractions, as they have in Japan over the past decade? And how do we factor that assessment into monetary policy?
Despite his apparent concern, Greenspan didn't take any direct action, and the stock bubble continued to grow for 3.5 more years. Then it burst on its own, costing investors trillions of dollars. Greenspan has also been criticized for not doing something to prevent the rapid run-up in housing prices in some parts of the country. Alan Meltzer, who's completing a two-volume history of the Federal Reserve, defends Greenspan's hands-off policy.
The Fed's job is not to prevent people from doing stupid things or from making mistakes. That's what a free enterprise market is about. People make mistakes and they lose their money.
Through it all, however, Alan Greenspan remained popular. His steady handling of the 1987 stock market crash, the Asian financial turmoil, and the economic fallout of 9/11 cemented the public's confidence in him. And, says Alan Blinder, his reputation meant that when he spoke about matters even beyond monetary policy, people listened.
Greenspan's tacit endorsement of the Clinton budget deficit reduction program in 1993 helped it get through Congress, just as Greenspan's endorsement of the Bush tax cut in 2001 helped that get through Congress. Greenspan's been a very influential person for a long time.
But Alan Meltzer thinks Greenspan strayed too far into areas that weren't a Fed chairman's business.
I think there's a tinge of politics involved in both the support for the Clinton tax increases and the support for the Bush tax cuts. There's a fine line there between the Federal Reserve as an independent agency and the Federal Reserve as a political agency. Certainly, wherever that line is, Alan Greenspan was over the line.
Alan Blinder agrees. He says the next Fed chairman, Ben Bernanke, would be well advised to steer clear of political disputes. In some ways, Greenspan's celebrity, too, crossed the line and became a distraction, says Blinder.
What you really want from a social point of view is confidence in the Federal Reserve. And what's been built up to a great extent over the last 18-plus years has been confidence in Alan Greenspan. And so there is some danger in the cult of personality.
Hopefully, says Blinder, some of the confidence in Greenspan has rubbed off on the institution. We'll soon find out, because on Wednesday morning, Alan Greenspan will no longer be chairman of the Federal Reserve Board. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.
You can find a timeline of Alan Greenspan's career and see a snapshot of the economy during his tenure at the Fed at our website, npr.org.